someone's coworker is not Jewish and she just bought a home and the previous owner left the mezuzah up. She doesn't care if it's there. She doesn't know if it's disrespectful. It's on the front door. She would like to keep it up as protection. She wants to know, can she keep this mezuzah as a form of protection? Now, there's a Maharil, a tshuva by the Maharil. He's Rav Yaakov Molin, one of the great Ashkenazi Rishonim in the 14th, 15th century. And there was a hegemon. There was a non-Jewish mayor, and he wanted to affix a mezuzah. He wanted a Jew to affix a mezuzah to his fortress to protect it, because we know a mezuzah provides protection. And the Maharil was not in favor of this. He says, "Ein mosim lahem lechatchila." We should not give it to them. And he said the concern is because maybe they'll be mezalzel, they'll denigrate the mezuzah, they won't treat it with proper respect. And he writes, even if this individual were, but it will, but his kids won't. So he's not a fan. The Ramah in Yeridea, Simon Reish Tzadi Alf, Seif Beis, writes that, yeah, that's correct. If a non-Jew who wanted that he should put up a mezuzah, he wants to put it on his door, you shouldn't give him the mezuzah. And the Ramah writes, Nirali, it seems to me, Mikol Malka B'Makom Nikol Amechash Mishum Eva V'Shiyera Mishum Zel Yisrael Shari, that if there's a concern of hatred, that maybe the non-Jew will result, he won't like the Jew, he might do things to him in the future that will be harmful, or maybe this will be harmful for him now, then it would be okay to do this. The Yaivitz of Yaakov Evden, he proves from, there's a Talmud Yerushalmi where Rebbe gave a mezuzah to a non-Jew to affix to his doorpost. As long as the non-Jew will treat the mezuzah respectfully, he says that they can use it for a protection. And he wonders why the Maharil prohibited giving the non-Jewish mayor mezuzahs. That being said, there's a tshuva by the Be'er Sheva, Simon Lamed Vav. This is Rabbi Yisachar Dov Parnas. And he lived in Poland in the 16th and 17th century. And he said the following. He said that, he actually dealt with this question. He said, even though that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi in the Yerushalmi writes that he gave a mezuzah to this individual, he says, well, maybe this individual ended up converting. And we know there's a story with Unkelus the convert, Unkelus the ger, that when he was in the process of converting and the Caesar sent people to take Unkelus back, and apparently he had, in the corner of the story, he had a mezuzah that was affixed to the doorpost, and the Caesar said to his servants, don't say anything to Unkelus, just take him back. And one of them asked, what's this on your doorpost? And it was the mezuzah. So it indicates if someone in the process of converting, so maybe they have a mezuzah. That's what he thought the situation was with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's person that he gave a mezuzah to. And there could be some other reasons that he suggests, but he also writes that the whole notion of having mezuzah as a sign of protection, he said that that's because you put a mezuzah, that's why you're protected. That's not true. He says that the goal, the reason, that some people, they put a mezuzah as like a kamiya, as an amulet. You put it up, you're automatically protected. That's not why we put up a mezuzah. The goal, when you put a mezuzah, is that you look at the mezuzah and you have kavana when you see the mezuzah to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem that He commanded to us because of the mezuzah. And because inside the mezuzah it mentions about the yichud of Hashem, about Hashem as the king, and the mezuzah leads one to observe mitzvahs better. And because of that, that will lead to greater protection. And in fact, in this Tshuva Be'er Sheva, he cites the Rambam who writes in Hilchos Mezuzah about those people who write names of angels or names of Kedoshim or Psukim or different things in the mezuzah. They're amongst those who don't have a portion of the world to come because they are turning the mezuzah into a kamiya, into an amulet. And that's not the purpose of a mezuzah. And he said, if there's a concern of Ava, of hatred, and there are bad things will happen as a result of this, then you're allowed to sell to fix them for the non-Jew if there were a concern of what's going to be. And there are some precedents, in halacha where certain things are permitted because of Eve. Again, the concern is that the non-Jew will be mezalzel, will denigrate the mezuzah, or maybe his children will denigrate it. So because it's not the prohibition is not that strong, because of Eva concerns, then you would be allowed to affix the mezuzah to the non-Jew. But Moshe Feinstein also has a tshuva in Yeridea, Chelak Aleph Kuf Pei Dalet, where he essentially writes that, again, same idea, where he says that that he thinks as long as we have reason to believe the non-Jew would treat the mezuzah well, it's fundamentally permissible to put one up, but we really should avoid it if there is some concern of financial loss or concern of Eva, of hatred. But Moshe, again, he's not a fan of this. So it would seem from the sources that if a non-Jew is asking if they should keep a mezuzah on the doorpost, then it's better to convince them not to. Because we're concerned that they might, if they're upset about something, and they might throw out the mezuzah. So we should try to avoid it. I told him to tell the coworker that, say that it's beautiful that you care about Jewish rituals. The mezuzah is something that is part of a unique bond between the Jewish people and God. So it's better that she give the mezuzah to him or to someone else. And not keep it up. But again, there's room to be lenient if there's concern of Eva, of hatred, or concern of it could lead to some kind of financial loss.